by one's own doing. If the book of Psalms, chapter 7, had a theme, it would be this. Sometimes the righteous appears weak, but through their faith in God, they will and shall prevail. By one's own doing. We'll begin reading today in verse 15, Psalms chapter 7. He made a pit and digged it, and has fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pate. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord. Dear friends, David wrote Psalm 7 at a time in his life when he was reflecting on how that God lifted him up during times of hardship and despair. The Lord instilled it in David's heart what would befall those who was going contrary to the will of God. Well, the same holds true in the day and time in which it is we live. Well, you know, dear friends, many in our world today are bringing pains upon themselves. They are causing their own grief, and they're causing their own pain and suffering in their lives. You might say, by the way, what do you mean by that? I tell you, dear friends, many today, as they were in David's day, are bringing a lot upon themselves when it does not have to be that way. I thought about how that the Lord blessed David and helped David. David was a man who was loving and caring and kind, but David failed, and he came short much in his life. And he, like we, had to have faith and trust in God to prevail in times of hardship that he faced. I thought about what the psalmist would write here in verse 15. He said, he made a pit and digged it. I tell you today, dear friend, there's many, no doubt that you know, and that I know, are digging a terrible pit because of sin and iniquity. And though people today feel as though they're bulletproof and nothing can hurt them or harm them, I tell you today, on the authority of God's precious word, their demise will come by their own doing. For I tell you today, friend, the Lord God Almighty, he's the same today as he was yesterday. And praise be to God, he will be forevermore. And people today, as he was then, are falling in a pit of sin of their own making. David understood this. Well, you see, dear friends, when you look at the Word of God, the Word of God will repeat this time and time again. For Proverbs tells us in Proverbs 26, in verse 27, it says, whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, he'll return upon him. What does that mean? It means this. If he digs a pit in sin, he's likely to get tripped up and fall. And the stone that he's pushing about with his iniquity can befall upon him and bring about his demise. What I say, what are we saying today? We're saying this, that man has an opportunity to set his course, and the Lord God Almighty, who loves us and cares for us, can take the crooked and, praise God, make it straight. Many today are falling. unraveling because of their own doing. I thought as I was looking at the Word of God and began to think about those that we're ministering to and that we're witnessing to, how that there's so many that are falling by the wayside and they find themselves in spiritual despair and their life is unraveling at the very seams. Why? Why? I can't admit because many are bringing it upon themselves. They're a victim of their own doing. It's not God's will that any would perish, but it is God's will that all would have eternal life. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse number 10, when he spoke about that the thief cometh to steal and to kill, but he would relate this message, I have come that they might have life and have it, praise God, more abundant. I tell you today, dear friends, our fate lies in our hands. We can walk with him or walk without him. It's a choice that we make. And through sin, and through iniquity, and through wrongdoing, I tell you today, dear friends, people are bringing about their demise. You remember in the book of Daniel, you remember Daniel chapter 6, this faithful man of God who was in captivity, he would pray every day to the Lord God Jehovah, and a plot came upon him, and they began to bring about charges against Daniel. And the king Darius, he signed this decree. And when he caught Daniel praying, you know what he did? He brought that law to the king. And the king, being obedient to the decree that he made, he declared that Daniel would go in to the lion's den. You see, dear friends, those conspirators, those plotters was digging a hole. They were digging a pit. And they thought that David would be there. I tell you, dear friends, if you read Daniel 6, you will see that old Daniel was cast into that lion's den. But I want you to understand something. The Lord God who loved Daniel is the same Lord who loves us. He muzzled the mouth of the lion. And praise God, the righteous man of Daniel. Praise God, he prevailed. Well, Darius couldn't sleep. He was troubled. He got up that morning and he went to the den where Daniel was cast. There those hungry lions were. And old Daniel had just cuddled up next to him. He had a restful night. And I thought about that, and I thought about those who plotted, and those who planned Daniel's demise, and I thought about what befell them with that spiritual pit that they had dug. Well, you see, dear friends, when Daniel was delivered from that lion's den, the Bible tells us in Daniel chapter 6 and verse 24 that the king commanded those that brought accusations against Daniel, they would be cast in to the lion's den. Not only them, but their families too. You see, dear friends, their demise came through the sin of their own making. You see, what is happening in the world today? We've stated this before. There was a comedian a few years ago by the name of Flip Wilson. He said, well, the devil made me do it. Well, dear friends, I want you to know something today. The devil don't make you do nothing. The devil will tempt you. He will try you. He will do all the things to manipulate you. But I want you to understand something today. In my life of failures and shortcomings, in the days that I was backslidden upon the Lord, the old devil didn't grab me by the nape of the neck and make me do anything. I chose to do contrary things to the will of God. I dug my own pit. You say, well, brother, then you talk like an ex
most that we can do is look up. David knew that. David understood that. And David delighted in the fact that the Lord would be his refuge and strength and his present help in time of trouble. One more verse from the book of Proverbs. In Proverbs 15, in verse number 8, the Bible says, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. What that word abomination means, it means to disgust. When we sin and we fail and we come short of God's will, it disgusts us. The one who loves us and gave us, he'll praise God for us. We fail because of our own doing. But the Bible tells us there, chapter 15, verse 8 of Proverbs, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. Oh, when a child of God cries out to the Holy Father, it delights him. Why? Because he knows that our demise is not being created by our doing, but we chose to have the Lord to lead us and to guide us and to direct us every step of the way. David spoke from experience. David spoke from experience because, you see, he had many enemies. He had many enemies. He had many that sought to see his demise. And I thought, as I was reading through the Psalms, through the book of Proverbs, I remember in chapter 13 of Proverbs, in verse number 15, the writer here would say, good understanding giveth favor, but the way of the transgressor is hard. The way of the transgressor is hard. You say, what does that mean? A transgressor is a lawbreaker, and one who sins and comes short of the glory of God is breaking the law of God. Breaking the law of God. Breaking the law of Jehovah. And when we live doing things that is contrary to the will of God, the way is hard. You know those are wallowing in the cesspool of sin. You know those who are in a quagmire of iniquity. You say, well, Liam, what is a quagmire? It's a clay. It's a sticky, oozy, gooey clay that seems to envelop every facet of who you are. It's not always easy to get out of the pit. It's not always easy to get out of the rut. There's more. Praise God, there is one who not only is able, but praise God, he is willing. And I thought about that when we were looking here at the Word of God. When you see there, friend, when you look at chapter 7 of the book of Psalms, it's about Cush, the Benjamite. It is about one who cursed David, who loathed David, who sought David's demise, because David, through the will of God, was sitting on the throne of Saul. He fails. He faced opposition. And you can go back to 2 Samuel chapter 16, and you will find there that where David was cursed, he was ridiculed. He was despised. God seen him as righteous. Well, you see, David was a man after God's own heart. He was a man who sought to be the apple of the Lord's eye. And I thought about that so much this past week. How that people will loathe you. How that people will despise you. How that people will ridicule you and bring hardship upon you. But I pray today, child of God, we must stay the course. that those that are willing will be sustained. David, in writing this Psalms, would speak in verse 16, his mischief shall return upon his own head. David is saying, listen, if he's plotting, he's desiring to destroy, it'll come back to haunt him. And his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pate. That little word pate, you ought to study it out. That little word pate in the Hebrew has to do with the crown, the very crown of the head. What David is saying, that his mischief will not only hit his head, but it will hit his crown, and he will be pounded and pounded and pounded. And I thought about this this past day, this morning, as we were praying. I tell you, friend, my God is striving to knock some sin in those that are living in sin. Trying to get their attention. The pit's been dug. They're teetering and tottering on their demise. Not by God's doing, but by their doing. You see, dear friends, why it's so important that you walk the walk and talk the talk. It's only then that you can prevent yourself from falling by the wayside. Thought about David in his reflection. Well, you see, this man who loved the Lord, he knew what it meant to have enemies. I thought about David and his struggles. You remember when David was on the run in the wilderness. You remember he was cursed. Cursed by those after he took the throne by the will of God. Before David would reach that pinnacle in his life, king of Jews, king of Israel, Saul, sought to kill David. He pulled out all the stops to kill David. He chased him. He ran through the wilderness after David. He dug just not one pit, but many pits. Because he had fell out of the will of God, and the kingdom that God had bestowed upon him began to crumble. And through by his iniquity, his sin, and his wrongdoing, unwilling to surrender to the will of God, Saul fell by his own demise. You say, well, how? How? 1 Samuel chapter 31, the Israelites are fighting the Philistines. There in the battle, you know what Saul would end up doing? He would take his own sword and fall upon it and take his own life. That pit that he dug would be his spiritual grave. Not by God's will, but by his will. When people fall by the wayside, dear friends, let us remember it's not God's will. But he gives us free choice. He gives us discernment. He gives us what we need to declare as holy now. We can either accept it or we can reject it. But when we reject it, we're digging a pit. And many of us think, well, I just walk around the pit. No, you'll fall in the pit. Unless we allow the Lord God to take us by the hand, to lead us, and to guide us, and direct us. By their own doing. By The way of the transgressor is hard. The lawbreaker of the Almighty will find his death. David was given to this by way of the Holy Spirit. But did David allow it to deter him from staying the course and keeping the faith? No. For the Bible tells us in verse 17 of Psalms chapter 7, it says, I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. What David is saying, come hell or high water, no matter what may befall me in my family or my kingdom, I'm going to look to the Lord. It's what we got. Because if you and I base our walk with the Lord on the reaction that people have to the good news of the gospel, we'd be a sad church. Because I tell you, dear friends, let's just get real. There's more rejection than they are accepting. When a handful of children accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior this past week, I rejoiced. You know why? Because this is the most peace and serenity that some of them have because their home life is hell. Many of them had to cry out of the pit to get here last week. Praise be to God for our righteous Lord who loves. Praise God. You know something, dear friend? When I looked at Psalm 7, the Lord spoke to my heart about it. I thought about how that the Lord has extended grace, faith, mercy, kindness to us all. If there is nothing that you know of can compel you to stay the course and keep the faith, his grace and mercy should. Because it sustains. You know something today, dear friends? It humbles me. It does. It humbles me. Because sometimes the Holy Spirit just has to remind me of, oh, how good that I had it. Oh, dear friends, God has blessed us. Blessed us. Not to live our life digging ditches that are the potential for our downfall, but to grow the kingdom for the glory of God. By one's own doing, we set the course of our lives. By one's own doing. We told this group of young people, Sister Rachel, Sister Paula was with us, the greatest decision that they ever will make in their life is the decision to accept Jesus Christ as the Lord. To be delivered from the cesspools of sin. To be able to have the Holy Spirit to cover up those ditches that lie before them. To seek the Lord with their heart and mind, their soul, to be blessed and have eternal security. Praise is wonderful, grace. I look around and I see people toiling away at life and wasting every precious second that God has given. Digging a ditch that's one day going to be their demise. How troubling that is. You say, well, Brother Lynn, how do you know that? Well, dear friends, I probably got spiritual blisters right there, bitches, in my life. And no doubt all you sinners that's been saved by grace, that have eternal security, that have backslidden upon all, you know exactly what we're talking about. Because we all fail and come short of the glory of God. Dear friends, I know this.
the one that I serve, and praise God, the one that I belong to, I know he is the way, that he is the truth, and that he is the life, and that he's my deliverer. Let's stand.